process and that growth process to develop the maturity of the gift of you. You know, an author I enjoy reading a lot, Jess Lehrer, often says that the rebellion process for most people really happens around the mid-30s. And that really that's when his happened. And where a lot of us begin to go through that process of real growth in our life. So we begin to realize that adolescence and that change pattern comes later for most of us. Now, watch what happens in the case of addiction. One of the reasons why people are not able to make that change or make that development of their own individuality at that age is because very many of us are stuck in a pattern. Unfortunately, when we talk about addiction, and probably the best definition that I have of addiction, and I share it with you, an addicted person is anyone who lives in fear, guilt, and dependency. Now, you'll notice I didn't mention drugs or alcohol. Anyone who lives in fear, guilt, or dependency. Now, if you come out of a family structure that teaches you how to always be afraid, to be scared all the time, never to stand on your own 2 feet. If you come out of a family structure that's always teaching you how to be guilty and using guilt to keep you under control. If you come out of a family structure that's always making you dependent and will not allow you a sense of independence. If you're always in that kind of a structure, then you're being taught all your life to be afraid, to be guilty, to be fearful, to be dependent. So as a result, you grew up that way. If you look at our educational and our cultural systems, very many of our cultural systems we grow up in, our ethnic and cultural systems, teach us fear and guilt. We have what we call the unwritten laws in families. There's certain traditions that we do and we follow and we program and we live that way and nothing can change it. If you do, somebody's going to come and get you. These are all basic concepts. Also, many of our educational systems, it's unfortunate, but very many of our educational systems do not educate us, especially to self. They educate us to facts and figures. And as a result, we grow up knowing what's wrong, knowing the negative, but not knowing the positive concept of self. So as a result, we are trained to be dependent on our educational system because from it, we learn fear and guilt. Again, look at our religious cultures, our religious backgrounds. Very many of our religions very definitely teach fear and guilt. It's unfortunate. As we grow up, we are taught a God of fear, a God of guilt, a God of dependency. And dependencies are taught to us. And so if you look at that whole definition, anything that teaches fear and guilt wants you to be dependent. It creates dependency instead of independency. The same thing as regards our neighborhoods or our environments. So many of us are scared to death to be different. We live in certain neighborhoods and certain environments, and there's a certain way you're supposed to live if you're in that neighborhood or that environment. There's a certain code you're supposed to live up to if you want to be accepted and you want to be part of that environment. And so many of us are scared to death to be different. So we try to make everything the same. That's sad. That's really sad. But fear and guilt do that to us. Fear is our greatest enemy. Although fear is a myth and guilt is a myth, once you face it, it goes away. You have the power within you to do that, and we'll share that later. But very many times as we're growing up, our neighborhoods teach us fear because we want to fit in with the Joneses, fit in with the people next door, be part of the crowd. And of course, along with that goes our peer groups. Our peer pressure is unbelievable. It's probably one of the strongest influences in the area of addiction because peers are people we want to belong to. We don't want to be different from anybody else. So we're scared of that sense of individuality, which is real spirituality. So the reality, real simple, is that we are spiritually addicted because we are living in fear, living in guilt, living in dependency. So as a result, we are stuck. And that stuck process is scary. It means that we can't move. We can't make those changes. We can't move on with our life. We can't do things because we're stuck in that process. And when you're stuck, you live in frustration, you live in insecurity, you live emotional, you live all bent out of shape, and you do a lot of projection and growing within yourself. It's scary. So as a result, we have to learn something. We have to learn that to be spiritually addicted means I don't like who I am, I don't like where I am, I don't like what I'm doing, but I'm stuck, I can't make changes. Since I can't make the changes, then I become spiritually sick and spiritually addicted, and I put myself down, and I